This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Michigan Senator Carl Levin presided at the Apple hearing this morning. Senator, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you. Great to be with you.
What were you hoping to get out of the hearing today, sir?
To shine a light on the tax code, when it, how it functions with real people, real businesses. And what we learned is that the real world situation is just totally unacceptable.
Yeah, but Senator, everything Tim Cook does is legal, right? He said it today himself. Let me play this very quick piece of tape.
We pay all the taxes we owe, every single dollar. We not only comply with the laws, but we comply with the spirit of the laws.
I wonder, Senator, whether the gripe you have isn't with Congress and the tax code that you guys wrote.
Well, it's with surely it's with the tax code, the way it's written and the way it's implemented by the IRS. But it's also with the way in which companies are able to avoid paying taxes. It's true that they pay every dollar that they owe. And what they do is they shift their crown jewels of their company offshore to make sure that they don't pay a whole lot of taxes. They shift them to a tax haven. And so as a result of that shift of the intellectual property, they don't owe the taxes, but they avoid paying more taxes than they pay.
With all respect, Senator, you saying that we need to shine light on this and Congress has to change the tax code is a little bit like that scene in Casablanca where the guy goes, I'm shocked to find gambling going on here. If you, who's been in the Senate since, well, a long time anyway, can't get anything done, what are the prospects for tax reform?
I think they're a lot better if people understand how taxes are avoided. Apple avoided paying more taxes than they paid. How do they do that? How do they do that? And the public has got to understand the technicalities of how they do it. We got 30 of our largest corporations in the world that earn $160 billion in profits that pay no taxes. And unless the public is upset about that, understands how companies are able to avoid paying taxes, then Congress is not going to be put under the kind of pressure which Congress needs to be put under in order to reform this system.
I'm going to try this one more time, Senator. It sure seems like you're saying Congress has to fix something without acknowledging that you're in Congress and you've been there for a long time, and yet the tax code is what it is.
That's absolutely true. I also voted against this gimmick. I mean, this isn't an issue about me, but I'm happy to defend my record if you want to shift the conversation to that. But the conversation today is about how some of the most profitable companies in the world are able to shift profits to tax havens.
Do you think you've got the American people's attention now by having Apple up there, one of the most profitable and popular companies in the country?
Well, I hope so. We also had the Microsoft up here. We showed how Microsoft shifted taxes away from themselves. Hewlett-Packard did it by these short-term loans, and I won't go into the details, but you have to shine the light on what they did. So what Apple said today is, well, we didn't do it the way Hewlett-Packard did it. We didn't do it the way Microsoft did it, and then they told us how they did it.
You've said you're not going to seek re-election next year, Senator, so spitball it for me. Does tax reform get done before you leave Washington?
Comprehensive tax reform? I don't know, but I'll tell you this.
What about nibbling around the edges?
What you call nibbling around the edges, I call getting rid of these totally unacceptable and unjustified tax loopholes. We can get rid of those, and whether or not we do comprehensive tax reform or not, I can't predict. I hope we do. But in any event, there are certain kind of unjustifiable loopholes which should be closed, and that revenue ought to go to deficit reduction or protecting our kids or protecting our health or protecting our skies. There's a lot of things we need to do that we cut back on.
Carl Levin, Democrat of Michigan. He chairs the Senate's Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations. Senator, thanks for your time, sir.
Sure. Good being with you.